This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Lee, this has been burning in Donald Trump's gut for years. Sitting by, watching, as it's really considered, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, really the globalist class just gauche to do anything at all, immoral, really, that would further America's interests, because we're so rich already. It doesn't matter. And if America gets the raw end of every business deal on earth, well, it's just not the kind of thing an American president does to advocate for America. That truly is the globalist mindset that even predominated the Republican Party for many, many years, and it drove Trump insane. Here he is on Oprah in the 1990s talking about the raw deal we were getting from Japan.
And yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
Wow.
Yes, that's how long he's had a burn to finally get us free access to Japanese markets, the same access to our markets we just freely gave them. Yeah. Now, remember Trump, before Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister of Japan, was tragically assassinated. Yeah. He and Shinzo were very good friends. And just to set up how big of a deal yesterday was, I want to play him talking about Shinzo. This is this last campaign 24.
I went to him and I said, Shinzo, we have to talk. What? Trade. And he goes, I'll never forget it. I know. I said, what do you know? I knew you'd come to me. Why do you say Taiwan? Because I can't believe, I wouldn't tell the story if he was alive, actually. Said, I can't believe how many years it's been that nobody even negotiated with us in America. I said, Shinzo, you have to pay for your cars. You're sending millions of cars. You don't accept a car from us. You don't have one car that you accept, and yet we're selling 3 million, 4 million of your cars. I said, Shinzo, on agriculture, you won't even accept our agriculture. And I renegotiated a whole trade deal. We have trade deals that were so bad that I said, who are the people that are doing it? They're either very stupid or they're getting paid off. OK, it's one or the other. It's very simple.
I truly wonder about that, which one it is.
Yeah.
Now, he began negotiating this deal in his first presidency. But yesterday, finally, I'll let him tell you.
I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top
people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal. A lot different from the deals in the past, I can tell you that. But we're doing really well as a country. We're strong. We have a lot of money flowing in. The tariffs are kicked in better than anybody other than me and a few of the people in the room thought could happen, Howard and Scott. And I just want to thank you. You've been unbelievable allies.
He went on to describe 50 members of the mainstream financial media as not very smart. I mean, I can't disagree. So, yeah, massive deal with Japan. Probably the largest deal ever made, he writes in a Truth Post. Japan will invest, at my direction, $550 billion into the United States, which will receive 90% of the profits. This deal will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. Japan, and you heard him in that clip before saying, look, like they're, you know, they're blocking our agricultural products. Not anymore. Listen to this. And that's him complaining about it in the 90s, okay? Not anymore. Japan will pay reciprocal tariffs to the United States of 15%. And they will open their country to trade, including cars and trucks and rice and other agricultural products. And they're going to pay our tariffs.
It's just amazing. The very people that criticize Trump for tariffs are perfectly fine with American products being tariffed by these other nations and their government regulations blocking us from their markets. That's why you don't see American vehicles overseas much, because they have protectionist regulations, whether it's the engine size or mileage or, you know, length or width or, you know, hood height or whatever the regulation that the EU or the Japanese or even the Australians have. That pretty much keeps American vehicles, American made and designed and built vehicles, from going anywhere outside of the U.S.
And then you got people like Rand Paul, who I like on some things, but he drives me insane. If he tells me one more time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's for free trade. That's not free trade, what you just described, Lee. That's not free trade.
No, it's not.
There's no barriers. It just goes back and forth.
Exactly.
I like free trade, but that ain't free trade.
I would be happy if there were no tariffs and no barriers, period.
Yeah.
And let the marketplace decide. Let the consumer decide. Do I want to buy an American-made vehicle? Do I want to buy a Korean-made or Japanese or Chinese-made or Russian-made? Whatever. Let the marketplace decide. I would prefer that that be the way. But if that's the way that the global market is going to be, that certain countries are going to charge us certain tariffs or have certain regulations, then fine, let it go both ways. And this country has been foolish, absolutely foolish, both Republican and Democrat administrations and legislatures, to allow this to go on for decades.
Let's look at what Trump got here too, because there's some things going on. I mean, obviously this is a much bigger country than Japan. And yet they market so many of their automobiles here, so many of their products here. They have a huge market share.
And they're great
here.
Products.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're fine.
I agree with what Trump was saying to Oprah. I have tremendous respect for the Japanese, the Germans, all of them. It's, you know, great products.
But it turns out all we had to do was ask this whole time Yeah, like just pick up the freaking phone and ask.
Yeah.
Use the leverage we have. We have a lot of leverage. They wouldn't buy our agricultural products. Now they're not only doing that, they're paying 15% to us for the courtesy of being allowed to access our markets. And Trump will use those tariffs to make up for the fact that, you know, we're different size economies. But now, even then, on top of that, they were all in such a great mood after this deal, they're going to go mine LNG together in Alaska.
Well, when we have a history of hiring politicians to run the country, what do you expect? This is what happens when you hire a capitalist industrialist to run the country. You get trade deals that make sense for this country.
You know what? And here's the thing. Nobody thought to really do this before. You just don't do it. You just, when we would get eaten alive. So congratulations to him. It's fantastic. Again, largest trade deal in history with Japan. Advantage us all the way. It's going to create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And let me remind you, back in April during Tariffmageddon, all of these
Tariffmageddon.
Oh, it's terrible. It was going to be. And remember, they had managed to artificially, because it was all fake, talk down the market. And it was all it was none of the mainstream people. It was all like the big hedge fund shiny shoes who raise money for the Democrats, right? That's how you know they're lying. If they're the same people who raise money for the Democrats on Wall Street, and they're all screaming about, wow, this is going to be the worst. I'll never forget this. The worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. They ran it in a big banner across Drudge because it had been in the Wall Street Journal. It had been on all the financial news. It was mainstream thought. The crash was going to be so big in April. It's going to be the worst since the Great Depression. We have had two all-time stock market highs since then.
Yeah.
I can't say that enough times each week. But if you, Lee, in April, if you had been one of the vaunted few, the invited guests allowed on CNBC, CNN Business, or even Fox Business, where Cheryl Cassoni was daily holding a funeral because the end was nigh. Wearing way too much mascara, too, if you ask me. But whatever.
Okay.
She was almost hostile. And if you had gone on any of those networks and said, hey, you know what? I disagree. I think we're going to hit two all-time stock market highs. We're not going to hit a low. They would have never invited you back. They would have treated you like a mental defective. And we did. We did. We've hit it. So that doesn't mean it's always going to be great. But you know what? It means they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, apparently they didn't follow through. Because if you thought that there was going to be a great crash like that, what would you do with stock, Tara? You'd dump it.
Do you remember the power of, I mean, what
nobody did that.
Nobody did. Do you remember the stock, the Scott Bessent clip?
Yeah.
I wish I had it. It's from Vanguard. And he looked at the internals of Vanguard. Since the election of Trump, 97% of non-institutional stockholders, so mom and pop, me and you, right, in our 401k, did not sell in between Trump taking office and the fake Tariffmageddon. In other words, they heard all the hysteria, the crash is coming, the end is nigh, and 97% of stockholders went, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And that is why that's why they couldn't crash the market. They tried. Yeah, boy, did they try. They couldn't do it. And all this time, Lee, think about this. They were going to crash the market to prevent a trade deal like that? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of jobs. Access for the first time in decades for our products to previously closed Japanese markets. And they're going to pay us 15% premium to access ours. And that's what you people tried to crash the market to stop. I mean, he's right, Lee. At some point, you got to say, are they literally stupid? Or are they deliberately sabotaging their country?
Yeah, getting paid off, yeah.
Don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.